Books on Tape presents Fear the Night by John Lutz. Read by Scott Brick. I must become a borrower of the night for a dark hour or twain. Shakespeare. Macbeth. Act 3, Scene 2, Line 404. Chapter 1. He flung open the service door and was on the roof and in the cool, dark vastness of the night. In the building beneath his feet, people fought and loved and hated and dreamed, while he lived the dream that was real. He was the one who decided. Below and around him, the theater district glowed, as did the stars above. He was sure that if he tried, he could reach up, clutch one of the stars and plunge it burning into his pocket. The end and the beginning of a dream. On the night he died, Marty Akim was selling. Marty sold anything that would fetch a price, but he specialized in $19 watches that he bought for $10. Warm evenings in New York would find him lounging outside his souvenir shop, Bargain Empire, just off West 45th Street in the theater district. Inside the crowded shop were lettered T-shirts, cheap umbrellas, plastic Statues of Liberty, Broadway show posters, glass snow globes that played New York tunes while dandruff-like flakes, swirled by shaking, settled among tiny replicas of the buildings Chrysler, Empire State, and Citigroup, towering inches over Rockefeller Center and Grand Central Station. There were plenty of cut-rate laptop computers, digital cameras, cell phones, recorders, and suitcases, many with brand names that seemed familiar.